exactly 18 minutes past 11 o'clock. This is the Urban Brunch on UJFM 95.4. Myself and Dominic Majola are with you and keeping you company all the way through to 12 noon. It is the 30th of October 2019 and we're slowly closing off the month of October. And in this month, we've actually spent some time bringing awareness to breast cancer. Often October is a month that brings awareness to breast cancer. And to close off that discussion and teach us more just before we close off the month, joining us in studio is Dr. Adila Jogi, and she's a medical graduate and has been involved in various projects with the Breast Cancer Health Foundation. She's a medical advisor and medical researcher for the Breast Health Foundation and wants to make a significant difference in the lives of women that are facing breast cancer. She is part of the Clear the Stigma campaign, and during that campaign, she taught four influential ladies by the name of Lebo Motswedi, Mbali Maphumulo, Phumelo Sekgowe, as well as Phumeza Lang, how to self-examine, and she also assisted them in stating the facts and breaking the myths that are involved in breast cancer. We're going to talk more about that, but she's also part of the Breast Health Foundation, which actually assists women and men with support, advice, and solutions that are available to them in order to combat the disease that affects 1 in 28 women. That is a shocking stat. Dr. Adila, welcome to the Urban Brunch.
Hi, it's wonderful to be here.
Are you well this morning?
I am. And how are you?
We are great. So, throughout the month of October, we've seen many different campaigns. Mm-hmm. We've heard of, you know, many different people speaking on the issue of breast cancer. But to some people, it's still something that they are not exactly aware of, mm-hmm. or they don't exactly know of it. Maybe we can start by talking about breast cancer and what it is. What is breast cancer?
Absolutely. Well, breast cancer is just like any other tumor that we could have. It's a growth that we have. It's a mutation in our genes, in our cells, and they seem to not follow the normal process of cell death.
Sure.
And so they replicate over and over and over, and we then have a growth that's invading our structures and stealing our blood supply, And and so it becomes quite problematic.
Yeah. So a lot of the time you hear that a woman has been diagnosed with breast cancer, or maybe a young girl has been diagnosed with breast cancer. Who is more prone to actually suffering or being diagnosed with breast cancer?
Well, I mean, it is a known fact, I think, that older women do get breast cancer. But I think that's where the stigma comes in, where we think it's only older women who get breast cancer. Yes, cancer is more prevalent as we get older.
Yeah.
But nowadays, I mean, it's so common for women to be getting it younger. I mean, we see women at 24. I mean, one of the ladies at the Breast Health Foundation, she had it when she was 19.
Sure.
So every week there's new ladies coming in and they're so, so, so young and they're not sure what to do.
People get very scared when they hear that they've been diagnosed with breast cancer, or there's a chance that they might be diagnosed with breast cancer. What are some of the dangers that we need to know about breast cancer?
Well, some of the dangers, I think the first and most important thing, and that's what the whole campaign is about, is to be aware of your own body and to know your body so that you can detect these things early. Yes, it's scary either way to get a diagnosis like this. There's nothing you can do about it. You can't prevent it either. You can only just decrease your risk by being healthy and eating well and checking yourself. But you cannot prevent it, and so I think that's the problem there.
Yeah. So you are part of the Clear the Stigma campaign.
Yes.
And a lot of people don't actually know what the stigma associated with breast cancer is, or what the myths that are associated with breast cancer are. What is the stigma that's associated with breast cancer?
Well, the stigma, like I've mentioned, the first one is that it's normally old women, old white women. Black women don't think we get breast cancer. It's like not a thing for us, but It's been happening. Another one is that breast cancer is contagious. It really is not. That's a simple one. Okay?
Yeah.
So, yeah, simple things like that.
Yeah. Why did you feel it was important for you to be part of a campaign like that one?
Well, wow. I mean, the campaign is amazing, firstly. I really wanted to be a part of this campaign because I don't think something like this has been done before. And I think especially for us young women, us sitting here, we don't breast self-examine. We don't check. I never checked till I started doing this, even though I am a doctor. And it really brings awareness to the forefront here and involves all women. And then we go home and we teach our moms and we teach our gogos and we teach our grands and we all basically learn and become aware of our bodies.
Absolutely. So what role did you play in this campaign? Because we had many different women that were playing different roles. Yes. We had Mbalima Pumulo, who's actually a breast cancer survivor. Yes. We've had Pimela Sokowe, who actually, you know, preaches and teaches about self-awareness, and many other influences that were part of this campaign. What role did you play in this campaign?
So my role was, as you've mentioned, was to teach them and to make sure that they're doing it correctly, because we all don't know how to check.
Yes.
And so I was there guiding them through it. I also had to go learn myself before, make sure I wasn't missing anything out, and just guide them through the whole campaign. And I did come from the Breast Health Foundation, and I think I was chosen a little bit because of being so young and because I think it's easier for me to get across to people.
Absolutely. So what are you hoping people will actually gain from campaigns such as these ones? Because a lot of the time we hear about these campaigns in October, we tend to be part of many different campaigns. But for campaigns like these, what are you hoping that people will take from it or gain from it?
I hope that people would gain the knowledge that they need to take care of themselves. I hope that they gain self-awareness from this. I hope that they gain self-love to check themselves and to want to know their bodies and know their normals. And I think that's the only way that we can detect early and save your life.
So you've gone and taught a couple of women how to do a self-examination. I must admit, I don't know how to examine myself.
Yes.
So can we try and check and teach maybe the listener how to do a self-check? Where do we start?
Okay.
Yeah.
So the first thing you want to do, it's really just two steps.
Okay.
The first thing is to have a look in the mirror. So you want to stand naked, whether you're in the shower, whether you're in the bathroom, in the room, after the shower, naked, and you just want to really have a look at yourself.
Yeah.
So you want to put your arms on your hips, you want to put them back, you want to put them forward, you want to lift your arms up, all the way up, and you really want to just wiggle it around and get a good look. And the reason that we say that is because if there are any lumps that are not visible, I mean, by moving around, they may become visible, they may pop out.
Okay.
You may get some skin dimpling that you could see when you raise it up.
Okay.
So it looks like an orange peel skin.
I see.
Or the skin could pull in, and you could get like an inverted nipple or a dent or so in the skin. And that's obviously not normal for you. I mean, you've never seen that before. Or I would hope you haven't. And you would go and get that checked out. And then the next part is to just basically feel. And then you're going to use your three fingers the first three fingers with a flat hand. And you really just want to start feeling light and soft.
Okay.
But the most important thing is to make sure to cover the whole area of the breast, from your clavicle to below the breast to under the arm. Armpit as well. Don't forget your armpit. Because there's a lot of lymph nodes there, and you really want to feel it if they are inflamed or if anything else is happening there. And I think that's the most important thing for you to check.
And once someone has done a check and they realize something is not right, something is abnormal, what is the next step then that they would have to take?
So if something is abnormal, I mean, you could go to your normal doctor and you could have them check you out, and they would just refer you to a radiologist.
Okay.
And when I say radiologist, I mean somebody who does the ultrasound for you or the mammogram for you.
Okay.
And so you could also go yourself. You could book yourself an appointment. You see something is not right. Surgeons cannot diagnose breast cancer. It has to be a radiologist. So you would go into them, they would do a mammogram or an ultrasound if you're young, and they would see, okay, there is something here that wasn't supposed to be here. You are right in what you found. And then they would put a needle in it, take a biopsy, and then we'd get to know exactly what it is.
Okay.
And then they would tell you, yes, this is cancer, or yes, no, this is not cancer.
Okay. A lot of the time as women, especially when we're going through our puberty stages or when we are going through high hormonal stages, we do have certain changes in our breasts. And sometimes we feel like, you know, maybe there's a lump or whatever. Is that a cause for concern? Or what are some of the other things that we need to be aware of that might change but might not exactly be leading to breast cancer?
Yes. So this is why we say know your normal, because some of the signs that we are getting these days are so not typical of breast cancer.
Okay.
Normally it's a lump. Normally it's a bleeding nipple or a discharge, green discharge, brown discharge. That's a definite sign of concern that I would say, please go get it checked out.
Okay.
But other than that, there's things that are coming up now that are scabbing off the nipple, itchiness. Mbali had itchiness. Only it wasn't even this discoloration sometimes. It wasn't even a lump. She had no lump. So this is why it's just pick up the changes that you are seeing and then get it checked out.
Okay.
Because any change that's not your normal. And if you are feeling your breasts every month after your period, 7 days, when it's not so inflamed and hot and tender, if you are doing your checkups, If your breasts are normally lumpy, you would know that. You know what I mean? We all have lumps in our breasts. I always think there's a lump, but there isn't.
Mm.
So if you keep on checking every month, if that lump is getting bigger, then you know that's not normal. If it still feels the same, just like your tissue, then just take it as it is. That's your
normal. Then you know it's a normal process.
Yes, for you.
Okay.
Everyone is different. If you have a scar, that's your normal. Mm. If you have implants, that's your normal. If you have piercings, that's your normal.
Okay.
So just be aware.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense. Mm-hmm. I guess it goes back to know yourself, you know?
Simple as that.
Yeah, absolutely. So are there ways of preventing breast cancer, or is it just that normal routine check that we need to go through?
Well, there is no way of preventing breast cancer.
Sure.
I mean, you can have the most strongest family history and you cannot have breast cancer.
Mm.
And then you can have somebody who has no family history and they have breast cancer. So, yeah.
Sure. Okay, I guess it's just a matter of knowing yourself, keeping as healthy as possible, and just constantly doing, you know, the regular checks.
Examined. Yes,
absolutely. So, in closing, what would you like women to know about themselves and their health? Because a lot of the time we think, ah, just because I'm functioning normal, I'm healthy. But that might not be the case. So, what would you like women to know about themselves and their health?
Well, specifically for this breast cancer, again, I'm just going to say, please know you're normal. There's nothing else that I think that you could really do to help yourself. Like you asked, if I could prevent this, there is no prevention of breast cancer. You cannot do anything. You can decrease your risk, avoid smoking, avoid drinking too much, exercise regularly, eat well, and that's all you can do to decrease your risk. But you cannot prevent it. You can just keep on checking yourself and be aware.
All right. That makes a lot of sense. Dr. Adela, thank you so much for coming through. Thank you so much for being part of this campaign and actually being part of the educational aspect of it, because we get all this information and a lot of the time we don't know what to do with it.
Yes.
But you know, when you have it and you actually then have the practical aspect of it, then it makes things a lot of better. I think this was actually a phenomenal campaign and it actually got the traction that it needed.
Mm-hmm.
And we certainly hope that there will be more campaigns like this to follow.
Thank you so much for having me. It's
awesome
been an
stuff.
Absolute pleasure.
That was Dr. Adela Jorgi, who is a medical graduate and has been involved in various projects with the Breast Health Foundation. She is also part of the Clear the Stigma campaign, and she has taught four influential ladies how to self-examine and assisted in stating the facts and breaking the myths that are involved with breast cancer. If you want to see what this campaign was all about, you're welcome to follow the hashtag Clear the Stigma. Alternatively, always remember to keep healthy, continue to do those checks, and know yourself. Very important aspect of knowing whether you are ill or not ill at all. But right now it's 30 minutes past 11 o'clock. Let's check into news with Dominique, and then we will get into your opinion pop for this morning.
Huge FM News, engaging meaningfully with one another.
Your top story is a SARS.